Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer and Assembly Speaker John Gard say they will help, not hinder, efforts to revive campaign finance reform. Panzer says now that the legislative session is winding down, lawmakers can focus more on the issue.
We're going to have a sincere attempt. We have time now to really spend on it. I'm going to spend some time myself on it.
The commitment to work hard on reform comes as the State Elections Board considers whether to impose restrictions on campaign ads, which were upheld in the federal McCain-Feingold bill. Officials at the Elections Board say they've been getting calls on the matter, some of which come at the urging of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Executive Director Mike McCabe says the Elections Board has the authority to regulate soft money donations. In 1999, the state's highest court ruled that either the legislature or elections board could require full disclosure of the largely unregulated contributions coming from individuals, corporations, and labor unions.
So they gave the elections board an open invitation to act. The only question is whether the board has the political will to act. And certainly the legislative leaders are trying to do everything they can to strong-arm the board into taking no action.
A couple of Republican lawmakers told the Elections Board in a letter this spring that campaign finance should be dealt with by the legislature, not an executive agency like the Elections Board, which might duplicate lawmaker action. That action, though, is stalled. Republican leaders insist momentum for campaign finance reform has not stopped, even though the Republican sponsor pulled it from consideration this session after losing key Democratic support. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.